Fresh from the press conference, was there any nabby chat?
How far? When's this going out then?
Next week.
Hard to say.
Doesn't matter.
So you're fresh-ish.
Yeah. So he's definitely out of the Huddersfield game. I'm recording that the day before the Huddersfield game. I think just the case of Naby Keita is, I think everyone, because they've had a year's worth of hype, they all thought that, you know, he had a year to settle in at Liverpool, when in fact he didn't. He was settling in this summer, and there's all things that you've got to do with that. He's, you know, moving house. I think he's living on his own, or he was initially. That's not easy for someone who I think's younger than me, which is, you know, saying something. I know I'll get help from with all that, but it is quite an adjustment, and especially coming over to a game, you know, a Liverpool side where it's not easy to just drop in and come in and play really well straight away. That said, I did think, was it the West Ham game and the opening day of the season, opening weekend of the season, where it looked like he was, you know, everything that was promised. He was the person who was sort of being the fourth, joining in with attacks, being making a front three, a front four, and he was finding pockets of space. And I just naturally think that you kind of need to be patient with him, because he is still a young lad and he's come in for quite a bit of money. But you also do have to remember that this is new to him. The Premier League's new to him. Playing in the Champions League regularly is new to him. Were Leipzig in the Champions League last?
Yeah, till Christmas, and then they were in the Europa.
But as I say, you know, you can only just ask Fabinho just how difficult it is to get a regular place in Jurgen Klopp's team.
Do you know what? Did you see him in the Europa last year when they played Napoli?
No.
You see, he was all over Napoli. And funny, if we just played them. I don't like the idea there's this quick rush to go, maybe he's not very good. And he goes, no, he is very good, because we've seen him be very good. He's not like, you know, this used to happen, say, 20 years ago. You'd never seen or heard of a player that we'd signed, especially if he came from abroad. He goes, oh, it turns out he's shit. What a one we've dropped there. He goes, he's not shit. He may struggle to sell. Something may go wrong, but he's not shit. He's very, very good.
I think there's been a bit one or two fitness concerns as well with him. I know he had that weird neck injury on the tour, didn't he, where because of the flight delay, he hurt his neck, and then he was out of training for a bit. He didn't play in the Man United friendly. And then he had one or two few niggles. The Napoli thing was weird as well.